the weather station, bringing us to 24 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Weekender on CBC North Radio 1. Here are your current weather conditions. Starting in Whitehorse, light snow and minus 15 there right now. In Watson Lake, it's cloudy and minus 19. Teslin is the warm spot in the broadcast region at minus 14. It's minus 16 in Carmax and Faro. Beaver Creek is at minus 24. In Mayo, it is cloudy and minus 17. Good morning to listeners in Dawson City. Light snow and minus 17 there now. And in Old Crow, there is some light snow and it is minus 25. I'll have your forecast coming up before 8 o'clock, and we will also hear some live music from Leela Gilday from a performance she gave earlier last year. Now, when I worked in Inuvik as a reporter for CBC some years ago, and we would often get, once or twice a year, we get a handwritten letter in the mail from Scandinavia. I'm not sure if it was the same person all the time, but they would say, like, I heard your radio station at this time and people were saying this. Could you please confirm that this was your radio station? And truthfully, I'm not sure if we ever responded, but CBC Yukon reporter Philippe Morin got a similar letter recently from where he works in Whitehorse, and he did respond. And here's the story that he produced after doing so.
Thanks, Rock. You're listening to Yukon Morning. The time now is 7:30.
When Yukon Morning goes on the air, it goes out across Yukon. The signal is mostly FM, but also AM in some places.
This is CBC Radio 1, 990 AM in Carmax,
Beaver Creek, Carmax, Mayo, Ross River, Swift River, Teslin, and Dawson City. You never know who is listening. Recently, we got a surprising email. It read, "Hello and greetings from Finland. Is this your voice? I've been listening to your station, CBDN Dawson City, on 560 kHz here in Finland." The email included a sound file, and here's what was sent. It is crackly, the quality isn't great, but it is without a doubt the voice of Ellen Jones, host of Yukon Morning.
Thanks, Rock. You're listening to Yukon Morning. The time now is 7:30.
It turns out that AM radio signals can carry very far. As a listener had sent us an email, I emailed back. We arranged to speak by video conference.
Yes, okay.
The connection through video conference wasn't great, but it was interesting to meet face-to-face from about 7,000 kilometers away.
Now I can also see you. I'm at my summer cottage in Sahalahti, that's some 40 kilometers east from Tampere, which is the second big town in Finland.
Can you tell us a bit about yourself and this hobby? How do you listen to radio signals?
Yes, you can pronounce it Jorma Mantula. I have been in the DX hobby about 50 years, and I use a communications receiver and very many antennas, and one of them is directed towards North America. And about 1 week ago, I managed to hear CBC Yukon here in Kangasala, Finland. That was a surprise, because Yukon is a hard-to-hear area here in Scandinavia.
Can you tell us about the antennas that you have? What does it take to hear broadcasts from that far?
It's a very long wires, from 500 meters to almost about 1 kilometer, directed exactly direct towards the station, and they give a very good signal of even very weak stations, and that made it possible to hear CBC Yukon here in Finland.
How much did you hear of our broadcast?
I heard the CBDN Dawson City station about 1 hour. The signal varied from weak to moderate, but it was clear to hear your Yukon Morning program led by a female journalist whose voice you later recognized from my MP3 recording. And then morning news, CBC North News.
What other radio stations have you heard over the years? What is, from how far?
Well, of course, the most faraway station I have heard here is New Zealand. It is on the opposite side of the world. You can't go any more far away than from New Zealand from Finland. But on that particular day when I heard CBC Yukon, at the same time there were radio conditions towards Alaska, and I heard a couple of Alaska radio stations from Anchorage and Fairbanks and Dawson City is very close to the border of Alaska.
I should ask, what do you like about this hobby? What about it appeals to you?
It's very interesting to learn about other cultures and other nations, how they think, what they are doing over there. And I must say that Canada is one of the most DX-friendly countries in the world. Radio stations are very polite and reply to listeners and keep in contact with them. I started my hobby in 1967, and that means that 53 years I have been involved in this hobby. It has been an interesting pleasure for me and gives me interesting moments learning about other cultures and nations.
Eventually, the video cut out. Overall, though, not bad for 7,000 kilometers. It's kind of magical, too, considering how it came to be. Our radio program traveling through the air, traveling over the North Pole in a flash. For CBC and for our listeners, wherever you are, I'm Fidit Mahi.
Thank you, Philippe. Wow, that guy has a, I think he said he has a 1 kilometer long antenna to pick up a CBC Yukon signal. That's a big antenna. That brings us to 28 minutes before 8 o'clock, and you're listening to The Weekender on CBC North Radio 1. My name's Mark Winkler, and I'll be with you until 9 o'clock this morning.